Today, you will receive the empowerment of Vajrayogini, who is also known as Vajravarahi, the consort of Buddha Heruka. Vajrayogini is an enlightened deity of highest yoga tantra. She is a manifestation of all Buddha's wisdom. All Buddha's wisdom of the clear light of bliss, although it is one single mind, it has two parts. One part is bliss, and one part is wisdom. The bliss appears as Heruka, and the wisdom appears as Vajrayogini. So all Buddha's wisdom of the clear light of bliss is one single mind with two parts, bliss and wisdom. The bliss appears in the form of Heruka. The wisdom appears in the form of Vajrayogini. So this proves that Heruka and Vajrayogini are not different people. They are one person, but with different aspects and different functions. Therefore, Heruka and Vajrayogini, they are not like an ordinary couple. They don't look like an ordinary couple. A normal couple, even though they love each other, and may even feel very close, they are different people. They were born from different mothers. Heruka and Vajrayogini are born from the same mother, which is the clear light of bliss. Vajrayogini is born from the clear light of bliss, and this is the same for Heruka. Because Vajrayogini's body is born from the wisdom of the clear light of bliss, it is a deathless, uncontaminated body. Vajrayogini's body is completely pure, permanently free from all faults of sickness, aging, and death, and all other faults and limitations. From her pure body, she emanates countless bodies to benefit each and every living being. Through this, we can understand that Vajrayogini's emanations pervade the entire world for the purpose of helping or benefiting society and individual living beings. However, if our mind is contaminated by delusions, if our mind is impure, we do not recognize Vajrayogini. We see only an ordinary person. Even if someone who is an emanation of Vajrayogini were to appear directly in front of us, still we see just a normal, ordinary being. This is because our mind is impure. An impure mind cannot perceive pure objects. An impure mind cannot appear pure objects. So from our side, due to ignorance, we have obstructions to seeing Vajagini. But if our mind becomes pure, we will see that she is already there. This is the experience of many faithful practitioners. In his book, The New Guide to Dakini Land, Venerable Geshe-la explains some of these inspiring true stories. So you can read in the book. For example, Venerable Kusali, he saw an emanation of Vajagini as an old woman with a heavy disease, in a lot of pain from leprosy. The great master Gantapa, he saw an emanation of Vajagini as a wine seller, someone who sells alcohol. At the beginning, they did not see Vajagini. But later, when they purified their mind, she appeared to them directly. And then they reached Kayasha Pure Land. How fortunate. This shows that Vajagini's function is to lead us to Kayasha Pure Land in this life.